thanks to the internet, candidates may be able to spin their comments, but they won't be able to hide from their past speeches. Just this week, the Romney campaign revealed comments by President Obama when he was still a senator from Illinois. Before that, those embarrassing moments when Romney was captured on camera during a fundraising stop down south. But how is it all possible, and who is keeping track of all of these speeches? Earlier, I talked to our tech guy, Greg Stebbin, who pulled the covers off of what is known as the Internet Archive.
Look, I mean, what has the Internet and technology in general been doing over the last 10 or 20 years? It's been disintermediating companies. I mean, you don't buy a camera anymore, it's in your phone. You don't buy a GPS device anymore, it's in your phone. There's all kinds of industries and companies that have been pushed to the curb because technology made it better, faster, easier, or free. This may be a huge threat to companies like LexisNexis and even the sort of monitoring services that PR agencies use to monitor what is said about their clients.
Is there a statute of limitations on this?
Well, what's interesting about the Internet Archive and the new thing they've introduced is every single minute of national news in the United States, recording it and then allowing you to search it because they're using the closed captioned text to allow you to search. So is there a statute of limitations for a candidate? Well, I think we can look at the news of the day and say the answer is probably no. We heard about Mitt Romney and something that was taped privately, not in the news, a few months ago. And now the Romney campaign is using a speech that Barack Obama gave 14 years ago. I don't think there is a statute of limitations other than what common sense might dictate.
Is it searchable and available to anyone online?
It is searchable, it is available to anyone online, and it's absolutely free. As I said, they've recorded the last 3 years of news. Their plan is ultimately, this is incredibly ambitious, to get every single minute of national news in the United States going all the way back to the beginning of television. Now, clearly, there will be some technological hurdles there, but to the degree that they are somewhat successful at that, this creates a remarkable archive for entertainment value, educational value, and such.
How do they make money?
Well, again, it's a nonprofit organization, so there's no effort here at monetizing. They've been going since 1999 with grants and donations, and my guess is they will continue to do that. I don't think this is the sort of dot-com where they envision selling advertising or things like this. I think it is purely a nonprofit, and I think it will stay that way, and I think it will be well-funded far into the future.
As with everything, and all we have to do is take a look at the Arab Spring when the newly emerging social media sparked uprisings in the Middle East, and then lately protest in the Middle East. Is there a downside to what we're seeing with this new Internet Archive?
I think many people will look at this and say, ask the same question. Is it so invasive? Is it good to have so much information cataloged as it's happened? And I think that's a worthy debate. I'm a tech guy. I don't know if I'm the right guy to have that debate. But I think at the end of the day, having access to this kind of information creates an amazing amount of accountability for anyone in the public eye and news organizations themselves. And then I think the other thing that's interesting is in today's world, it really takes a professional news organization to have the assets to be able to drill down and do serious research, particularly if it involves television. And moving forward, this really means that anyone who feels passionately about an issue will be able to deeply research that issue. And I think the net result is really a good one.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin.